Welcome to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. This is for you if you're an online coach, creative, or service provider looking to scale your income and impact without burning out. I know that you want to deeply serve your clients, grow your income, and build a thriving online business without having to sacrifice your time, energy, or personal life. And I'm here to help you achieve exactly that. I'm your host, Steph Dunn, and I'm going to be sharing with you intuitive strategies, practical tips, and powerful stories. So let's go. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to share today's episode with you. It's going to be full of some really like tangible takeaways and steps that you can implement in your business if you are finding yourself in this situation. And so this podcast is for you if you are wanting to create a new offer in your business, specifically like a group offer and something that is going to maybe be a signature offer in your business or something that you know that you will be launching repeatedly in your business, but you feel like you currently do not have the time to put into the creation process. So maybe you are fully booked with one-to-one clients, you are a parent, a mother, a father, you don't have like the time in your schedule to dedicate like time whenever creativity pops up. Or maybe you have some other situation going on, meaning that you don't have endless amounts of time to dedicate to the creation process, or at least you don't feel like you do. And so I want to give you some tangible tips here to really support you in finding that time and to simplifying the process. And I am not one to sugarcoat things. Like creating a new offer, particularly something that you intend to be a core part of your offer suite, it does take time, it does take effort, especially if you want to set it up to run smoothly and create incredible results. It's going to take time and effort, but yeah, when you have the right things in place, it can really simplify that for you. So we're going to dive in. I think I've got about six things to touch on here, and let's go. Okay, so the first thing that I would often suggest to anyone who comes to me and says anything about not having enough time is I want you to start by doing an audit on your time. And this is not so I can turn around and say, look, you have all this time that you didn't realize, but I often think we don't actually realize how much time we are spending on certain things in our business that don't actually need us to give that amount of time to. And so what you want to do here is firstly download some sort of time tracking tool that you can install on your computer browser. So a common option here is going to be Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, no E on the end, I think, or I use EverHour in my business, but I think it's only a paid option, and I use that because it integrates really well with ClickUp, my project management tool, and my team. Anyway, so you want to download some sort of free time tracking tool, and then for the space of, I would say, like 1 to 2 weeks, I want you to track absolutely everything that you do in your business, whether it's like something really small, like checking your emails, sending an invoice, responding to a client email or whatever, to the things like creating content, responding to client boxes, getting on client calls, getting on internal team calls, like absolutely everything you do in your business, I want you to track your time for. And the purpose of this is that we want to have a good snapshot of what your average week, day looks like so that we can figure out what things in your business that you are currently doing can you either delete, delegate, or delay in order to free up some more time. So delete is obviously things that we just don't need to be doing. Delegate is something that we are doing, but we can hand that task over to someone else. Or delay is like, cool, maybe it's not important for me to be doing that at this particular time, and I can push that project or that task forward a little bit. Okay, and so once you have done this and you have audited your time and you have all of the data, you're going to have some really interesting insights that you can look at. And I guess what I want you to see here is look at the amount of time that you are spending in things and what ROI you are getting on them, because you might not realize that you are spending like 4 hours a week creating social media content and you're only posting a couple of things a week and you're spending all this time like fiddling with Canva graphics, when that is something that you can either delegate to someone else if you've got a VA or someone in your team that can take over that task. Or maybe it's just that you realize that and then you think, okay, cool, I'm going to put a limit on myself. I'm going to stop being such a perfectionist, or maybe I'm going to purchase some templates, pay a graphic designer to create me some templates to really cut down on the amount of time that I am spending in that area. It could also look like you realize that you are spending way too much time doing certain things in the delivery process of your offer. Like maybe you are spending, maybe you're spending like 3 times the amount of time responding to a certain client in Voxer compared to all of your other clients. And this leads perfectly into my second tip. Hey, it's me, and I just want to take a little pause in this episode for a moment to ask you a question. And that is, are you desiring your next level of business expansion, but you want to know exactly what it's going to take to get you there? Then I have created something just for you. I want to show you how you can earn more money, work less, and deepen your impact when you introduce a strategic, scalable offer into your business. So head to the show notes now to access the Scalability Potential Calculator, where I can show you just how achievable your next level is. Okay, let's get back to the episode. Which is to check in with your boundaries with clients. So where are you over delivering in a way that is depleting you rather than like filling you up? And like I said, this could look like with one of your clients, you're spending like a disproportionate amount of time responding to their Voxer messages and their requests to look at things compared to everyone else. And it may mean that you need to revisit what your contract states and what your boundaries are with like methods of communication with clients. It could be that you realize that, you offer your clients 1 hour calls within their contract, but your average call time is 1.5 hours. So you might just need to clean that up. And I want you to look at this on both sides. Like, where are you stepping over your own boundaries? Maybe you're responding out of hours, you're reading messages from your clients out of hours because you feel like you need to always be available when you've clearly communicated to them that you are only available between certain hours. And also, where are your clients overstepping your boundaries and you might need to, revisit those with certain clients. Okay, and the next one is looking at your schedule and your commitments and seeing where you can change things up a little bit to create some more space. And so what I want you to think about here is, what are your commitments and when are you required to show up for certain things in your business? And is there anything that you can do there to create some extra space that you can dedicate to creating your new offer or being more creative in your business, learning the skills that you need to learn in order to create this new offer? And so something that I do in my business, which I only introduced at the start of the year actually, was I have 1 day per week where majority of my clients know that I am not responsive. Like, I tell them this is a day that I'm not online and I won't be responding to messages in Slack. I won't be actioning certain tasks. Like, I have team members that are still actioning things on that day for them, but I'm just not available to respond to messages and action things that I would normally be actioning. And that just means that I know I have this 1 day in my business where no one is expecting anything of me. I'm not like being pulled in different directions, and I can really, really sink my teeth into working on my business rather than in my business. And that is a day where I would spend creating content for my offer or strategizing what that offer might look like, etc. And even though I still do those things on other days, having that dedicated day to that type of work has been really supportive. And so you might look to introduce something like that into your schedule, whether it be 1 day per week or, a week per month where you are not taking any client calls or not available on Voxer and things like that. And you might be thinking as I'm saying this that like, cool, that's a cool idea, but like, I currently have things in place. I currently have clients. I can't really change that until, I get new clients. But I definitely want to challenge you on that, because There's nothing to say that you can't change the way that you are currently working with clients, as long as it is like mutually beneficial and everyone is on the same page and agrees. So this might look like simply reaching out to your current clients and saying, hey, I want to change up the way that I work and my schedule. Would you be open to this? And, you know, it might mean that, let's just say you're looking to cut out a day per week where you're not responsive to clients, if you're currently responsive like 4 or 5 days per week. And it could just say like, hey, I, you know, want to propose like I won't be online on this certain day of the week, but given that, you know, that's going to cut your time down, I'm happy to add on, you know, an extra week of Voxer support to the end of our package or something like that. And so we can just get really creative about the way that we are currently running our business and opportunities to make some changes to free up a little bit of extra time. Okay, so moving on, the next one is having a process in place that you can follow and having the support to create this new offer. I think when we are doing things by ourselves and we don't have some like guidance to keep us on track, we can get really overwhelmed with like all of the things. And I can't remember if I said this already, but I'm not one to sugarcoat things, and there is a lot of work and effort that goes into creating a new offer. And if that is not something that we have done before, it can be a really overwhelming process, right? But it's actually quite simple. You just need to know the steps involved and have a bit of a framework to follow and something to keep you on track, rather than just getting overwhelmed with everything and then taking no action at all. So this might look like investing in some sort of support to guide you along that process, to be your sounding board, to support you with knowing like what's important and what's not important in following this process. And so if that is something that you want support with, then I definitely encourage you to reach out, send me a DM. I would love to support you with that. But I think when we are kind of going into the process blind, it can feel a lot more overwhelming than it needs to be. Okay, and so my final point here is to run the first round as a pared back version of what you ultimately want to create. So this is like a similar concept to having a beta round, but I don't really think you should ever call an offer a beta round the first time you launch it. But essentially what I mean by this is having the first round, the first launch of this, where you intentionally deliver the experience a little bit pared back, so that you can create a little bit of income to free up some time to then go back and refine the process, add some more things in. And, you know, maybe it's that you create enough money in your first launch that you can cut back on some one-to-one clients so that you do actually have time to do that and the space to do that before you then launch it again. And this might look like delivering your first round where you have all of the teaching content done in live calls rather than pre-recorded stuff with workbooks and things like that. And then you can either choose to use the same content, like what you recorded from the live calls, as pre-recorded videos for future rounds, or maybe you just then have the time to go back and pre-record all of the content nicely with a nice setup, etc. And so essentially the mindset here that we want to have is delivering the offer still in a really like, in a really beautiful way and having integrity around the product that we are offering, but doing it in a way that is not going to take up so much of our time, make sure that we're charging accordingly for that experience, but creating enough income so that we can then maybe cut back on some one-to-one clients, create a bit more space in our schedule, and then be able to go through and refine the offer and put some more time into future rounds. And so that leads perfectly into my final point, which is, I can't remember if I said my last point was my final point, but this is the final point, which is having the mindset that the creation process and the work that goes into an offer besides just delivering on it is never one and done. It's not something that we can like set up once and then never have to worry about again. Especially if this is an offer that you intend to, yeah, be a core part of your business. Like, it's going to require you to go back and refine it. And, you know, when you have the experience of taking more people through this offer, there will always be things that come up that you'll probably want to go back and add into your offer or change or those sorts of things. And I think that when we have this mindset that we're always going to be in the process of creation some way, it can take the pressure off having to get it all right from the beginning. And the point that I want to leave you with is that it doesn't need to be perfect, and it's probably never going to be perfect, and that is perfectly okay. Okay, so that is everything that I have to say, at least for now, on the topic. My dog is currently scratching at my arm, begging me to take him for a walk. It is 4:30, and so that is when my workday usually ends, when my dog Neo says it's time for a walk. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.